Ghost of a Chance, written by Black Cat and read by K-Burb. This is a Star Wars fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Din Djarin / Fives.
So give me hope in the darkness that I will see the light. 'Cause oh, they gave me such a fright. But I will hold as long as you like. Just promise me we'll be alright.
You should get rid of that thing, Cobb tells him as he packs up, though he never quite looks right at the white helmet strapped to the back of Din's bike. Din looks from Cobb's face, washed out and weary in the desert suns, to the blue and white helmet, battered but still perfectly serviceable. He picked it up at a junk dealer shop in Mos Eisley, and holding onto it seems like the decent thing to do.
Would think you'd learned your lesson about armor that isn't yours,
he says, instead of any of that. I don't want it, Mando, Cobb says. Though from his grimace, he's had more than enough dealings with Boba to know who the armor he wore belonged to. But that color was for Vader's fists. Whoever wore that served right under the Sith. Toss it before someone thinks you're a sympathizer. Din thinks of Mayfell disappearing into the trees and doesn't answer. He doesn't toss the helmet either. Kara managed to get him another ghost ship, old and rickety and a little unreliable, and it doesn't feel like home, but it's as good a ship as any now that the Razor Crest is gone, and Din settles into it with only a little resentment around the edges. The sound of the hyperspace drive is just different enough to keep him on edge, so he doesn't sleep much, spends his time wandering the ship and learning its corner instead. The blue and white helmet sits on the console, blank visor staring out into the ship, and Din stares back for far too long before the drag of exhaustion finally digs too deep to ignore. He leaves it where it is, settles into the bunk that's just a little too strange to be comfortable yet, and forces himself to close his eyes. It's not even 10 minutes later that he hears a clatter. Din's reaching for his helmet and his blaster before his feet even hit the floor. And he slides out of his bunk, down the short hall with silent steps. His HUD can't pick up any other heat signatures, and a month ago, he would have blamed Grogu getting into trouble, but now, there's absolutely nothing that should be making noise. And yet, when he steps into the cockpit, the trooper's helmet is lying on the floor. Din pauses, casting another look around the room, but there are no traces of anyone present. He'd almost think there was turbulence, except he didn't feel anything. And on an unfamiliar ship, he would have. When he leans down to pick up the helmet, though, there's a figure in white armor reflected in the tinted visor. Din wrenches around, blaster up, finger on the trigger in a fraction of a second. A man, he thinks, and aims for center mass. But there's no one behind him. The hallway stretches empty and featureless. And there's no one to be seen. Carefully, slowly, Din lowers his blaster, every nerve singing a warning. His eyes can't identify it, though, and after a long second he turns back, picks up the helmet. Nothing happens, no one jumps him, and he holds it up to the light, glances behind him, and then very deliberately looks at the visor again. The man is still there, but his armor is different. He's standing with one hand on his blaster pistol, heavy camash striped blue and gray, helmet off, and he's looking right at Din from the darkened plastoid. When he sees Din looking back, he raises a brow, then offers a half-mocking salute.
Priff,
Din says. He puts the helmet down on his seat, firmly covers it with his cloak, and then goes back to get some sleep.
Thank you.
when he comes out in the morning, fully intending to run scans on the atmosphere and find out what gave him such unsettling dreams, the helmet is still on his seat, still wrapped up tight. The figure in the co-pilot's chair is something entirely new, though. You know this is an old prototype stealth ship, right? The man asks, looking up at Din with a smirk. He looks like Boba, or rather, he looks like Boba probably did 20 years ago, with a shock of curly black hair and a neatly trimmed goatee. His armor is clone trooper armor, but painted, just like it was when Din saw him in the visor, and there's a 5 tattooed on his temple in bold strokes.
"Who?"
Din says, mostly politely.
"The hell are you?"
"Fives," the man says, and drops the pad he was poking at on the console. His expression is light, lazy, but the look in his dark eyes is something dangerous. 501st Legion, formerly. Traitor to the Republic, technically. How come you can see me? How come I can touch stuff now that you have me?
"I don't have you,"
Din says, and picks up the helmet, gingerly setting it down in Fives' lap. He half expects it to pass right through, though, because that's how ghosts are supposed to work, but it doesn't. Fives just puts a hand on it absently, his eyes flickering down to Din's belt, and then he goes very, very still. "Oh," he says, just as Din is getting ready to grab him when he goes for Din's weapons, or turn him down if he suggests something else. There's an odd note to Fives' voice. "You have the darksaber." Din looks at Fives, looks down at the darksaber. There's a very definite sinking sensation in his chest.
"I don't suppose you want it,"
he says, without much hope. He'd really rather Fives was getting ready to proposition him, honestly. Fives gives him the look that question probably deserves. "And what? Get the death watch on my shebs? I'm already dead. I don't need that, too." "It is," Din supposes a little grudgingly, not an entirely unreasonable stance to take. It's a stance he would take if he were in Fives' position.
"You know Bo-Katan."
"So do you, judging by that tone." Fives smirks at him, though his eyes are still dark, steady, cautious. He's not missing anything. Din looks at him for a moment, then looks forward. All of the controls are the way he left them, and he considers them for a moment, considers Fives, and takes a breath.
"A stealth ship?"
he asks.
"Kara didn't tell me anything about that."
Fives nods, leaning forward. "It never actually flew in the Clone Wars, but we played around with a few prototypes in the 501st, since our general liked to fly." He pauses, grimaces. "Since Vader liked to fly. I can show you." There's a story there, for sure. Din wonders, a little resigned, how long it's going to be before the whole thing turns around and bites him, and he's forced to find out what it is.
"Sure."
Fives' smirk softens into a faintly rueful smile. "Hey," he says, "at least you haven't been stuck in a Tatooine pawn shop for the last 20 years. Could be worse, right?" Din knows better than to tempt that particular fate, so he keeps his mouth firmly shut. The end.
So give me hope in the darkness that I will see the light. 'Cause oh, they gave me such a fright. But I